Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text for tonight is the Gospel just read from St. Luke chapter 2. The law of God given to Moses required that a woman, after giving birth, would be set apart for 40 days. She would not go to any holy place or touch anything holy for 40 days after giving birth to a son. This period was called the time of her purification, because giving birth, even in the best of circumstances, always involves pain and blood. All the way back to the Garden of Eden, the Lord told Eve that she would suffer in childbirth. Even in the giving of life itself, there was an understanding that death is always at the door. And death is a very unholy thing, for it is born of sin. Now, it's really hard for us to understand the idea of uncleanness and purification like the Bible teaches. We just don't think in those categories today. How could Mary be impure because she gave birth to a son? It's offensive to even think like that. What could be more natural, indeed holy, than giving birth? What could be more normal than that? Of course, giving birth and bearing children is a good and salutary thing. Children are always a blessing and a gift from God. But because of the sin of Adam and Eve, with this blessing from God also comes a cross. Let's face it, children are messy. They start out messy, and it only gets messier as they get older. The messes just change. And the messiest child of all is this child we commonly call an adult. Our lives are full of messes. Ones that we cause or ones that seem to fall into our laps. Life this side of the grave is messy business, thanks to this common sin which infects us all. The scriptures teach this very well, and so every mother at 40 days was to bring a lamb to the temple for a burnt offering and two turtle doves or pigeons for sin offering. In this way, she was cleansed by the death of these animals and made pure once again. The only way a mother was made clean was by death and sacrifice. That was the only way it ever happened. And the same was true for the son. From the time of Mount Sinai, every firstborn male child of the sons of Israel was holy to the Lord and dedicated to service in the temple of God. But since the tribe of Levi was the tribe of priests, all the other firstborn sons were redeemed or bought back from temple service 40 days after their birth. The price for the redemption of a firstborn son was 5 shekels of silver. So this 40 days was a time of purification for Mary and a time of preparation for Jesus to be presented at the temple of the Lord. So here we have it. Jesus, the true temple of God, comes to visit the earthly temple. So it is that this young girl, Mary by name, was purified for 40 days after the birth of her son, our Lord Jesus Christ. And at the end of this time, she and Joseph brought Jesus to the temple along with 2 turtle doves to make sacrifice as the law of Moses required. They were a Jewish couple doing what new families do, to purify the mother, present the son, and to redeem him with sacrifice. But this time, it was different. This time, Mary doesn't simply bring 2 turtle doves and a lamb for her own sacrifice. This time she brings the sacrifice, the one sacrifice of all time, who would cleanse and purify all of us from sin and death forever. Now, this is a bit of culture shock for you and I. We don't think this way, but it's true. Jesus is presented at the temple of God in Jerusalem and so fulfills God's law. They bring two pigeons to fulfill the law for Mary, his mother, but they don't bring 5 shekels of silver. Like the prophet Samuel many years before, Jesus will serve the temple of God. Only this time, Jesus will be the temple of God, for he is the very Son of God in the flesh. That's what this old man, Simeon, saw in the little infant Jesus. Simeon, in the midst of this huge temple, 3 football fields in size, 15 stories high in the center, in the midst of all of that gold and glitter and wonder, Simeon picks up this little baby in his arms, blesses God, and says, "Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared before the face of all peoples, a light to bring revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people, Israel." Simeon could now depart in peace because the very temple of God was now in the flesh of Jesus Christ, and he got to hold Jesus in his arms. What a blessing indeed. The salvation and redemption of God's people didn't finally lie in turtle doves and temples and shekels and ewe lambs. All of these were a shadow pointing to the one. God's salvation, the light for the Gentiles like you and I, the glory of Israel, came in a little baby that would one day die for the sins of the whole world. Only he could make Simeon whole. And when Simeon held him in his arms, Simeon could go home and depart this world in peace. But that's not even the most miraculous part of this story. When do we sing those words, "Lord, now you let your servant depart in peace"? We sing them right after receiving the very body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ in Holy Communion. That is no coincidence. But Simeon held in his arms, you take in your mouth. Simeon longed to be in the presence of God, and you take that real presence of our forgiving Lord into your very mouth and soul. Take and eat, take and drink the very body and blood of Christ, given and shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. Incredible, isn't it? It's more than incredible. Simeon longed his whole life to have what you receive every week right here in the Lord's Supper. Here he cleanses you body and soul. Here he forgives you your sins. Here he makes right everything that is wrong and messed up in your life. I said earlier that children are messy, especially the adult variety. And it is this very messiness which our Lord takes on for you. The Epistle to Hebrews puts it this way: "Therefore, in all things he had to be made like his brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make propitiation," that is, substitute, "for the sins of the people." He was made to be like you so that he could remake you to be like him. What a wonderful gift and treasure our Lord gives you in his body and blood. He comes into that messiness, that muck and mire of your life, and cleanses you from all sins. We may truly pray with the hymn, Jesus, by your presentation, when they blessed you weak and poor, make us see your great salvation, seal us with your promise sure, and present us in your glory to your Father, cleansed and pure. Believe it for Jesus' sake. Amen. And now the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in true faith to life everlasting. Amen. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty,